We're joined now by Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, and she's got a brand new TV series launching this fall on EWTN. Donna Marie, good morning.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well. And Catholic Moms Cafe, tell us about it.
Sure. Okay. So Catholic Moms Cafe, not to be confused with my book by the same title, Catholic Moms Cafe, but that one is 5-minute retreats for every day of the year. This new show, it's a new series, will launch the first week of November. And they're half-hour shows with a guest on each show. I have my Everyday Blessings for Catholic Moms, the short shows I've been doing on EWTN for a few years, and everybody keeps saying, you know, we need a longer show because it's fun to get that inspiration and everything, but it's also, I think, very good to have a guest that you can speak with and delve into those issues, all kinds of scenarios, joys and challenges that affect Catholic mothers and grandmothers and caregivers. So it's a wonderful time to share and to express, you know, what we're going through and what we can do and to offer Catholic tools to help the moms that are in the trenches, because, you know, a lot of times they feel so alone and isolated. So this is why I want to do this, to help them to feel, you know, part of, you know, this whole wonderful, beautiful vocation of motherhood. We're all in this together, and we're to help each other on the journey.
So who are some of the guests you'll have on for season one of Catholic Moms Cafe?
Yeah, so some of the guests, well, I'll tell you all five of my first guests: Lisa Maladnik, Lisa Hendy, Woodine Koenig-Bricker, Karen Edmiston, and Marge Fenelon.
Well, all people who have been on the Sunrise Morning Show, so our listeners will be excited to hear from them.
Yes, yes. They have so much to share, and it was just a lot of fun to do these shows with them. And I'm hoping and praying to continue after this series launches at the first week of November.
Well, Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, she is the author of a number of Catholic books. You probably have picked up one of her books on Mother Teresa, or perhaps her Catholic Moms Cafe, or the Domestic Church Room by Room, or whatever you happen to have picked up. You know that Donna Marie is really keyed in on the spirituality of motherhood. And I imagine that when you sit across the table from some of those friends, as I sit across a phone line from them from time to time, you can really start to pick each other's brains, and the conversation can get into and get at issues in ways that you probably didn't expect when you were scripting things.
Absolutely, really. Well, there was no scripting, really. Just a little preparation, you know, to make people feel comfortable. But it was real life expressing, you know, the challenges and the joys and what we can do to help moms in these situations, what we've done ourselves. We draw from experience, church teaching, the catechism, the saints. I love to give, you know, to offer those tools, you know, directly from our church teaching. So, yeah, it's fun to sit down and to discuss, and like you say, amazing things come out, guided by the Holy Spirit, hopefully.
Well, what I appreciate about all the women that you mentioned is that it can be very easy when you're, you know, talking about how to conduct yourselves as a member of a family, as a mom especially. It can be very easy to sugarcoat or make it appear that you're holier than everybody else, and so you're the ideal that everybody needs to live up to. But that's not the case with any of these women. They're very ready to admit where they've learned from their own mistakes.
Absolutely, yes. And that's what, you know, I'm the first one to say that, you know, that, you know, it's real life. It's real life, nitty-gritty details, being in the trenches of parenting. And we want to not be afraid to express, you know, everything that goes on, because that ultimately will help someone else to offer them hope. I've had so many experiences speaking with people when I'm out doing events, speaking and book signing, and people sometimes are surprised to, for instance, know that I used to be a single mother. So somehow that gives them hope that, wow, you did it, so I think I can do it too. I'm a single mother right now, and it's tough. And so that's one of our first segments, is going it alone, single motherhood. So you know, hopefully that will help the moms out there who feel even more alone, or the moms who feel alone even though they're married, because their husband is not on board with the faith formation of the children. So sometimes, you know, you could feel that you're a single parent because you're the one who's raising the children. You're the first and foremost educator, and the husband is not helping with that. So that's another challenge, and we speak about that in one of the shows.
Well, it's called Catholic Moms Cafe, and I know that our listeners are really going to be appreciative of this, and I imagine that you'd be looking for feedback based on some of the segments that you're doing with Catholic Moms Cafe from our listeners who are like, man, thank you for addressing this subject. Have you ever thought about talking about X, Y, or Z?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for suggesting that, because I definitely want to hear from listeners what you're interested in. Please just go to my website or my blog, leave a message there, email me, Facebook message me, any way you want to get in touch, except pound on my door at maybe 2 in the morning, unless it's a real emergency. But, yes, I want to hear your suggestions. And also, if you do like the shows, you know, don't be afraid to, let EWTN know you like this, you think it's good for moms, you think it's good for grandmoms and caregivers, and to celebrate the launch. Did you know I'm celebrating the launch, Matt? I'm giving away lots of gifts all throughout the month of October. I'll be giving away lots of mom books, and the details will be on my Catholic Moms Cafe blog, which is catholicmomscafe.blogspot.com. And essentially, each week, there'll be opportunities to win lots of my book, lots of copies of Catholic Moms Cafe. There'll be bundles of things given away on Friday. And all, this is all throughout October. And then during the launch of the show, because I just want to, you know, celebrate it and make it exciting for everyone. If you watch the shows, I'll have some kind of fun contest. I can't exactly say what it is, but there'll be questions about things. And if you answer the questions, you'll be in a drawing to win really cool prizes, which I can't mention what those are right now, but at least you know all throughout October there's lots of opportunities to win lots of books and bundles and fun things.